Okay, we're back, and so is Mitchell Henderson. We're going to talk about the rumored launch soon, perhaps, of the ET invasion, the war on planet Earth by extraterrestrials. This has been the Trump card for 50 years now, almost 50. In the 1970s, it was talked about, what if an off-planet invasion happened? How would the public react? They would run to the government begging them for salvation and to be saved. Well, maybe that final card. It was also said to, I think Wernher von Braun said that was the big final act, that they would do that. I think he did say that. In fact, I'd bet on it. Mitchell, welcome back. How are you? You've got some inside information for us tonight.
Good to be here.
Yeah,
yes,
you always
I had
do.
I had to travel out of state, pay cash for everything. I used a credit card. I couldn't take my cell phone with me to talk to this guy. He told me there's something very important he wanted to tell me, but he can only do it in person. Okay? He's very credible. He's been in the business a long time. He's the guy who's actually going to be partially responsible for executing this. Okay, so let's go back. I want to step back to the coronavirus thing a little bit. Okay, I want to quote Colonel Vladimir Kovachkov of the Russian GRU or military intelligence. And this is a quote of what he said. Okay, he said, COVID-19 is a false pandemic, planned and implemented with the goal of gaining totalitarian control over the world population. It's all a lie and needs to be considered as a global strategic special operation. These are command and staff exercises of the world's behind-the-scenes powers on controlling humanity. The ultimate aim is to reduce the world population to 1 billion ordinary people and just 100 million in control, with the ordinary people being there to serve the 100 million. The artificially created and purposely spread coronavirus has four dimensions. The first is religion and population reduction. The second is to establish political control over humanity. The third is to deflate the world economy. And let me just say something about that before I finish. Okay, so if you have $1 billion and live in a world with a lot of inflation, well, your $1 billion is worth less and less every day. But under a system of deflation, the opposite happens. If you have $1 billion, it becomes worth more and more every day. Okay. So deflation is very important for the one percenters. Okay. Or the 0.01 percenters. Okay. And then the fourth is to eliminate geo-economic competition. Big tech plays an enormous role in the usurpance of power. The power grab probably couldn't succeed without them, because the greatest threat would be to the totalitarian rulers is an informed and educated public. By banding together to censor certain information in segments of the global population, that means like white people, okay, big tech is instrumental in undermining the foundation for democracy around the world. Okay. So let's look at just a couple of facts about what he's saying. These are public facts. These are not my facts, or this is just public information. The government puts this out. Okay. COVID-19 has killed 0.00005% of the world population so far. Ooh, we should be so afraid. COVID-19 has killed 0.0017% of the American population. Once again, that's very low, okay? 52,000 doctors have grouped together to say that we are all told nothing but lies about COVID, and that the numbers of deaths are grossly inflated, especially in advanced nations like the USA. It explains the discrepancy between world deaths and U.S. deaths. It's because we count more people as dying from it. It is therefore obvious that the COVID vaccine is meant to kill people. Just like the Jonestown Diana, all the sheep were gathering together to drink poison Kool-Aid as ordered. It is mostly white people taking the vaccine. 51% of healthcare workers refuse to take it. Most POC think it's an effort to exterminate them. 40% of Marines refuse to take it, and 40% of prisoners refuse to take it. So they're getting to the point now where they've made everybody who wanted to go out and get it has been able to go get it. Now they're offering inducements like tax breaks, even paid time off, stuff like that, to try to get even bonuses to get people to go take the shot, okay? Then after that, we'll become forcing the shot on people. Each nation has become its own totalitarian state, and they're fighting and squabbling over everything. So what is Plan B to unite the world and to get everybody to obey if Plan A doesn't work? Okay, since the climate change hoax did not cause enough fear to create a global totalitarian state, what could cause global fear, even global panic? Invasion by space aliens on Earth, like the movie Independence Day. That could really do it. Okay. So
would that be? Hold on, Mitch. Would that generate more fear worldwide than this unseen, invisible, silent coronavirus threat that for 2020, from January through the end of the year, scared the hell out of people? Now, if you've got an ET threat, you can see it. That's part of the game. See, I'm wondering how it's a different qualitative kind of fear. Is my point?
Yes, it is. What it is is that because the rollout of that vaccine has taken so much time, what has happened is there are so many people who have lost their faith in the medical profession, in the medical industry, in the pharmaceutical industry, and in the government itself. That it's played out. In other words, there's too many people who've never met anybody who's had COVID before. Okay, so if you've never met anybody who had it, how can it be that bad? You know, I mean, it's just, you know, people wise up, as Lincoln said. You can fool some of the people some of the time, but not all of the people all of the time. Okay, so but they're working on fooling everybody all of the time. Okay, so. So the source I know, he works on this project. He tells me that aliens have been coming to the Earth for millennia, but they avoid contact with us. If they actually meant us harm, they could have done it long ago. Okay. So this is sort of the mindset of the people working on the project. Luis Elizondo, head of the CIA's Advanced Aerospace Threat Identification Program, said in 2017, the same time that Fauci announced the coming pandemic, that they shut his department down without explanation. Let me explain. His department was under the Directorate of Intelligence, which collects and analyzes information, and they transferred his operation over to the Directorate of Operations, because this is now a plan that they can use, okay? In 2017, Trump had the Department of Defense to start telling the public about UFOs and even show films of UFOs that the government had. All of a sudden in 2017, the U.S. government tells the world that space aliens are real and are probing our planet, even interacting with our military. The propaganda war actually started in 2017 in earnest to prepare people for this, okay? My source says that they are not interacting with our military, that the photos that the military shows you are staged and manufactured. They have no control over space aliens. So they have created their own hoax, ready to go and on the shelf. Okay. So the next propaganda moment was on December 20th, 2019, when Trump established the U.S. Space Force. We're the only country with a space force. Okay. On July 27th, 2020, the U.S. Space Force said it would make its UFO findings public from here on out. Okay. Just recently, on April 26, 2021, Israel was brought in for the first space engagement talks, sort of like how the Mossad worked with the CIA to do 9/11. Israel is in on this hoax also. Okay. So it's not just us alone. We have other people in the world that are going to help with this. Okay. My source says that they have everything ready to go for a massive global hoax on the Earth being invaded from outer space. Remember, we have CGI and other great methods for creating what appears to be a space invasion.
Let's go back to the 1980s and Operation Bluebeam. Come on, they've got it all. That's back then. That's 40 years ago. And if, for those of you who don't know, Blue Beam was a program where they were going to project with lasers into the heavens, perhaps using clouds as a background, maybe not, the great religious figures of the ages, Jesus Christ, Muhammad, Buddha, etc. And the impact on those on the ground was supposed to be, expected to be, overwhelming. They can do, and that was 40 years ago that we're talking about that. So what they can do now, where's Orson Welles when we need him? There'll be broadcasts like Orson Welles, War of the Worlds, if they do this. You count on it.
Oh, yes. It'll be the 24/7 news cycle, and they'll have plenty of videos to show. Because, like you're saying, what they can do now is much more refined, much more, you know, neat than what they could ever do before. Okay, so they can give us an impression that we're under invasion and bring the whole Earth under one government, so they will have, quote, unity of command to fight space invaders. Unity of command will be the reason why the world has to come together. Unity of command is a principle of war. It is entirely acceptable. Every military, political person involved in strategy anywhere will perfectly understand what unity of command is and why we need it. Okay. So my source says that they have, remember that this is a controlled hoax. They will actually attack many places to make it look real. The CIA murdered over 3,000 to take our Fourth Amendment from us, and they murdered 4 million people for the COVID hoax to take the rest of your rights. So expect some major attacks close to home. They intend to murder tens or hundreds of millions to create the fear necessary to gain the level of control that they need to accomplish their objectives. Now, keep in mind that like this virus, well, you can't see it, and so it causes fear, but eventually you can see that it has no effect, and so the fear goes away. So how to instill fear in a population already conditioned to be a little bit skeptical of what the government's telling them? Well, blow up something nearby them, okay? Kill a bunch of them. That'll be very real, and the very real will cause the pain, okay? It'll cause the belief. A world government will surrender we'll surrender to the space invaders, of course, and the totalitarian state will allegedly be run by the iron hand of the space invaders that have come to save the planet from humans.
Hold on. So the twist is going to be they're good ETs coming to save us from the bad Illuminati globalists who may or may not be involved with the evil reptilians, that kind of thing. So this is going to be an ET war, the cavalry to the rescue, to save us from
they're
evil.
Gonna save,
that's the plan.
They're saving the planet Earth from humanity. Because if you've been watching the environmentalists, they're saying the threat to Earth is human. That they need to get rid of humans is the problem. Okay. So they will offer to take care of all of our needs and to fix all that is broken. They will save us from global warming if only we will obey them. Okay. Okay, so we have been prepared for this all of our lives. You know, we're talking science fiction movies, blah, blah, blah. I mean, and before that, comic books, novels, stuff. It's old, okay? My source wonders what the space aliens will think about all this. Okay, the real ones, okay? We'll be imitating them. What you will see on TV will all be bogus. If they use directed energy weapons to evaporate and burn your neighborhood, it will be your tax dollars that will pay for it. Okay.
Yes.
Maybe Biden and the Democrats are spending like there is no tomorrow because, well, they will arrange that. Okay. My source says that they have already had a preview of this. The city of Paradise, California, was attacked by our Department of Defense in November 2018 to test it out for real. Mission accomplished.
Well, let me say one thing. I'm not discounting what you're saying because we saw melted automobiles. We saw bizarre things. The fire itself was triggered by a downed. It was either SoCal Edison or PPNL, I don't know. There were downed wires that were caught with a news camera where the fire began. That's the truth. However, that said, we've got melted automobiles, we've got houses burned, where the adjacent house doesn't have a mark on it. It went the same way went in the wine country fires the year before. Same thing. So, yes, they have weapons in space. Yes, they can ignite fires. Yes, they can individually melt an automobile with either one of us in it. It's all there. Yes. Yes, yes. Go ahead.
Yes, they have them. If you look at they call that the campfire. That's where you go to read about it and stuff. But if you look at pictures of Paradise, there's an interesting thing. The melted car... right next to a green fluffy tree.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
What's that all about? Okay. That's not the way that fires behave. Okay.
That was called a hot beta test is what it was.
Right. Right. So, he says it'll be, awesomely scary and thoroughly convincing, but like the Wizard of Oz, there's a human being behind the curtain pulling the strings. My suggestion in all things is resist, do not comply, and disobey. Your government hates you, especially and specifically all of you white people. You are target number one. Okay, you're not the kind of people that they want to be cutting their grass and stuff like that. Okay, you're too troublesome for that. Okay, so. So basically what he's telling me is just that if plan A, coronavirus hoax, fails, then they have plan B in the can and it's ready to go. It's ready there. So, I mean, actually it's a brilliant idea. You know, it's like, the world has to come together if the whole planet is under attack. And they have the technology now to make it look like that's happening. Okay. So but one thing they'll never do is give up control. Control is what it's all about.
Yes. All right, Mitch, so, go back to your source. I don't want names. I don't want location. I don't want it. I just want to know what else he said. First of all, time frame. Second of all, techniques involved. What kinds of things might there be? EMF to really scare people. They'll be back horse and buggy for a while. Particularly selected targets for damage to do a lot of trouble in terms of living a normal day-to-day life, like power plants, neutralizing major data centers, whatever. What are they going to do? Are they just going to go in and try and wipe out a lot of real estate so it has maximum visual impact on the watching public?
Well, they want maximum visual impact for the public. They also would like to have, they would love to take the electric grid offline and stuff, okay? Because, see, they want to get rid of that grid anyway. It's the old energy grid. So it's an excuse to
absolutely
move on to the new green.
That would be one of the first steps, an EMP burst or an EMP outage, and the grid is gone. It's not one grid. It's grids. The grids all over the country. But they could take out certain cities, and those cities would turn into Blade Runner, cannibalism on the streets, zombies on the streets. The crimes would be unimaginable. Human against human. They would go right back to the Stone Age and start killing and eating each other. I'm not joking. I believe this.
This is what they intend. They have to impoverish us all. What they have to do is tear down the old to build up the new. It's Marxism 101. Okay. It's the same story. Okay. Only with more technology and more power this time.
Right. All right. Hold on. Mitchell Henderson and I will be right back. We're talking about something very important. I want to get back to the timeline potential in just a few minutes. Hold on. Okay, welcome back. Talking with Mitch Henderson about important things. All right, Mitch, guesstimated time frame. Now that we're seeing a peak and a leveling off in the number of suckers who are getting this this kill shot, which I think you did see the video I put up from Denmark where they show a nanotechnological little biofactory in there. It's a biological machine is what it is, making little items that were moving and migrating up and going into a tube. And how many of those little biomachines are there in the average vial of a Pfizer vaccine? Thousands? 10,000? Who knows? That's a 2,000 power magnification. We know what's in the masks. They're nanofibers. They're moving. They're reaching. They're trying to get to a new host. It's just like Morgellons, but it's 15 years further down the road. We know the Klaus Schwab test kits. If you get a Klaus Schwab shoved up your nose, you're going to get the same kinds of fibers and other little bits of nanotechnological machinery that will go right into your body. They got us coming and going. Not to mention food, which we've already found fibers in string cheese, for example. It's crazy. Onward, my friend.
Well, listen, I know somebody who works at the labs, and she explained that they make these nanochips. They can do everything. They can talk to you. They can listen to what you're thinking. They can tell where you are. They can multitask and do many,
they can
many
put memories
things
in your mind you never had. They can remove memories from your mind that you did have. It's incredible what they can do.
And she said that you can fit 10,000 of these on the face of a dime. Okay. So just take a dime out of your pocket and look at the surface area. You can fit 10,000. Yeah.
Right through a needle, right through a hypodermic needle. No problem.
Right. Well,
or a mask.
You were talking about the lasers on the clouds and stuff. We don't even really need clouds with lasers.
No.
He was saying that you can use lasers and you can create holograms that look very real and look very solid.
Three or four different directions and you got a perfect hologram. You were right.
But he did tell me one thing that they insist on doing that he thought was a bad idea, but they're going to do it. And this is one way you can tell that it's a hoax, okay? They are going to have these alien spaceships talking to each other such that people can intercept the conversation. They're not going to understand what they're saying because they're speaking space alien language.
Oh, that would be a great dynamic. That'll be fun, yeah.
You can hear them talk. And the reason he told me that it's a bad idea is because, okay, so if there's a life form on a planet, on a galaxy far away, and they can manage to travel here, they also have what they call quantum entanglement communications ability. And
we could never intercept that.
You can't intercept it. You can't intercept it. It's instantaneous communication. In other words, you could be 2 billion light years away and send a message with quantum entanglement and receive it on Earth the instant that it's sent. Okay. It travels faster than light.
Yeah.
Okay. So he said that's going to be a tell that people can look for. If these things are communicating with each other or communicating with a home base somewhere or something, he says that's a problem. Because if they can get here, they don't have communications that can be intercepted. Okay, so
that would be too easy to figure out.
I think what's going to happen is Plan B is going to roll out when they have to. Okay, they're gonna play around a while and see how far they can carry this current hoax and see how far it will get them. But then we have the problem of the instability of the world, which doesn't seem to really care about the COVID virus because the leaders of the world know that it's not real. Okay. So let me give a little update on what's going on with World War III. Okay. So let's start with Russia. So Putin bullied Biden into not sending two ships into the Black Sea. Since Turkey is the only NATO ally willing to fight the Russians have said that they will sink any NATO ship trying to enter the Black Sea. Biden, who signed a bill condemning the Armenian genocide by the Turks after World War I, infuriated Turkey, our ally. He's always throwing monkey wrenches into things that are happening. I'm beginning to wonder if that's intentional, because you couldn't possibly be that stupid, you know. Well, maybe he could be, I don't know, but there's people behind him, all right? So Russia's, it made Russia's allies happy. If you're confused by Biden's actions, consider the confusion of the rest of the world. Australian TV says Biden's stupidity is the greatest threat to humanity. They not only see us as unpredictable, but even insane. Putin also got NATO to refuse to fight for Ukraine. The Russians left all of their heavy equipment on the Ukraine border. And the news went out, they're pulling the troops away from the border.
I didn't know this. This is strategically critical. So they pulled some troops back, but they left all of the heavy armor and other advanced tech.
Anti-aircraft stuff, all the heavy artillery and everything. And Putin made a red line and said if anybody invades the Donbass, Russia's in war. So the Russian troops worked around the clock to pre-position weapons and supplies. In May, NATO is having an exercise in Ukraine. Putin has drawn a red line on the Donbass. Any attack on the Donbass will be an attack on Russia. Spring is a bad time to invade Ukraine because the soil is too wet and heavy equipment bogs down in it. You can even see some pictures online of Russian tanks in that black mud in the Ukraine area. Closer to summer, the soil dries out, making it the optimum time for attack. It is very wise to send the troops back to the barracks and then let them get some rest and relaxation so that they will be fresh for battle. Not only that, but May 2nd is Easter in the Russian Orthodox Church, and Putin is a religious person. Defense Minister Shoigu said that the soldiers will return for another exercise. It is really nice when you are on the side that knows when the war is going to begin, because you can afford to let your guys take a break and freshen up, okay? Ukrainian troops are not getting rest. Right after NATO exercise, the Ukrainian troops will be the most exhausted. The temporary withdrawal is only the Russian troops to the east, to the north, south, and west. The Russian troops are resting in place. Yesterday, Biden sent a U.S. warship to blockade the Russian Navy base at Tartus in Syria. Within an hour, the Russian... Yeah, he sent some U.S. Navy ships to blockade the naval base at Tartus in Syria, the Russian base. But within an hour, the Russians broke that blockade, okay? I mean, we're looking so weak in everything we do.
Well, you just tell Dimwit, you move the ships or they're going to be on the bottom. It's real simple.
Yeah, really.
Back to Ukraine, you move the troops back. The heavy equipment is still there. The Iskander missiles are still there, etc. And Zelensky says, that's not enough. So, good luck.
Right. Biden also has been trying to start trouble between the Czech Republic and Russia. The Czechs kicked out like almost 63 people from the embassy in Prague. But today, the Czech Republic backed down from Russia. Although Biden is still bullying Bulgaria and Poland to expel Russian diplomats, the Czechs decided, well, they don't want this fight. Okay. Ukrainian General Servak Runos has put his soldiers on high alert for war today. And advise civilians to get far from the border. Okay? So this is all today that happened. So in Iran and its proxies are already at war with Israel and its Sunni Arab allies. I mean, it's just a constant stream, Jeff. It's just sinking boats and attacking oil platforms and terrorist attacks, missiles, et cetera, from the Gaza. It's just daily and it's constant at this point. Okay. There are daily attacks on all countries involved, to include major naval attacks. Iran has moved long-range missiles into Iraq to attack Israel. American forces in Iraq are under almost bi-weekly attacks in Iraq. Iran is trying to get us to leave with no U.S. response because Biden wants a deal with Iran, so he's not hitting back for Iran hitting our soldiers. Biden has declared that he will drop U.S. sanctions on Iran if they will talk to him. Israel has made clear repeatedly that dropping sanctions is a reason for them to launch a war on Iran. Biden probably does not remember that part. Remember that if the U.S. gets involved in any way with this Israel-Sunni-Iran war, that both Russia and China will declare war on the U.S. John Kerry, he traveled to Iran to kiss the Ayatollah's butt and tell them secrets. Okay. He's actually, GOP people are calling for his resignation because he told the Iranian secrets that he was told that he was not supposed to reveal to them. okay? And Kerry's trash talking Israel to the Iranians, of course. In Afghanistan, we have Biden broke the peace agreement on the Taliban on May 2nd. Look for massive attacks on U.S. troops and Western civilians in Afghanistan. If U.S. troops are on alert, the Taliban can attack at their leisure. The initiative is with them. They can wait for us to become complacent. Okay, in China, there's naval battles in the South China Seas have picked up. There's more shooting going on. The Chinese fishing boats at Whitsun Reef in the Philippines, you know, they flew over with all these aircraft, Philippine aircraft, and took pictures without fishing boats at all. They were too big for fishing boats, have no fishing nets on them, and have not been seen fishing, and have machine guns on the Chinese boats. So they're not fishing boats, okay? China has also taken the visitation of U.S. officials to Taiwan as an act of war. Chinese are under pressure because the people in Ceylon are now, this is Sri Lanka, the modern term for Ceylon, are protesting the Chinese Navy base there. They could lose that at any time. This pressures China. Plus, Chinese workers in Pakistan are under heavy attack by Islamists. They're being slaughtered at their work camps and stuff on the Belt and Road Initiative projects. So, meanwhile, Biden infuriates India, our alleged ally, against China by declaring them a currency-manipulating country and putting sanctions on them. So it's like Biden's actually like pissing off all of our allies. He's like intentionally.
Well, remember, it's Biden slash Obama. So.
Right. And then in North Korea, excellent sources say that North Korea is on the verge of implosion. This could make Kim Jong-un do rash things. He just executed his entire pleasure squad of the most beautiful women in North Korea.
Wait, now, are we sure? Are we sure?
That he's executed his fighters club?
Yeah.
Well, these are
that's a, what a great national resource is lost. I mean, they can't take that. Come on.
Oh, yeah.
I don't, anyway.
Well,
I remember he was supposedly executed his uncle.
I think part of that story was that the pleasure squad was like pleasuring other people besides the great Jerry Lieber. Yeah.
Right.
So if you stop and think about what I just said and the things that don't make sense, like why is Biden actually messing up the alliance that would win? Why is he alienating these people who are supposed to be our friends that will fight with us and instead kissing the butt of people that are our devoted enemies? Okay. I think that to answer your previous question about when will they do the space invasion, I think that the invasion could come when things get out of control. Okay, say that everything spirals out of control to a World War III scenario, that would be the time to pull your space invasion hoax out of the hat and put it on the world. Okay. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, sure.
It's just like that would be a time to do it, but he wasn't able to tell me a time. I understand him. It's because see, believe it or not, the United States it has people working on war plans for every country in the world. I mean, we have a war plan to invade Canada, okay, which is a very unlikely thing, but we put staff people to draw up plans for that just in case. Okay. So his part, he's going to be an executor of this, but his part right now is to have that plan refined in the can and ready to go. Okay. The thing is when you make a plan, you don't know when exactly it's going to be executed. For example, I made a plan. I helped put a plan together in 1987. Okay. That plan was executed in December of 1989. That was the invasion of Panama. Okay. So it took about 2 years. In other words, we made the plan. They didn't use that plan for 2 years Okay. So, you know, just because they have a plan doesn't mean that they're going to execute it right away. They make plans on every place. Okay. Some will never be executed, but we insist on having a plan anyway. Which is, I guess, a good idea, you know.
How many, Mitch, let me go back, before we run out of time, please, let me go back. Mm-hmm. How many people are set to be sacrificed in this ET invasion, which will probably be Americans firing against Americans, if firing is the right term? How many are going
to
die?
Well, yes, they have to attack America first, okay, because if they attack another country first, the other country may think that's that it's us doing an act of war. So I think the show is going to open in the United States first, then move to other countries in the world, you know. He was talking about tens to hundreds of millions of Americans being killed for this space invasion hoax.
Hundreds of millions? Hundreds of millions?
Yeah, tens to hundreds of millions of Americans.
Well, that's another potential tool, fake invasion, but real dead, to bring the numbers down to the Deagle projection, 99 million left.
Right, exactly. I mean, it's all about that. It's like, so if only half the people are going to get injected, that sort of foils their plan. But let me tell you, what they're doing is a slow squeeze, okay, because it's the most effective thing to do. And that is, all the people that want to get it, well, they'll get it right away. So he's met his 100 million shots in the first 100 days, whatever.
200.
Right, 200. So what we have now is we have inducements. Like, he's signing executive orders that, companies have to give people time off to go get the shot, paid time off to go get the shot. That'll induce a few people to go. He'll even have people pay bonuses and stuff to go get the shot. And then there, of course, is the travel restrictions unless you have the shot. And then comes, well, you can't go into the store and you can't do this and you can't do that if you don't have the shot. So it'll be sort of a slow squeeze. But even with that slow squeeze, I'm actually predicting that there's just too many people that know that there's something terribly wrong with this so-called vaccine. I think that there's more and more people. Listen, I know very, very woke, progressive, leftist liberals that say that they are not taking this shot because there's something terribly wrong with it. So even their own people are distrusting of this. Okay. So it's not just a political thing. It's just, you know, people.
Well, they originally projected that they wanted 80 million inoculated, injected. And I said, why to myself? Why? Well, obviously they have a means of shedding whatever they're injecting into the non-vaxxed. And that's what they're going to do. They're already doing it. Now the big story is the non-vaxxed who have a spouse, let's say, who did get the shot to save her job or whatever, is getting obviously sick by the spike protein. It's a very toxic protein. It's a bioweapon. So they picked it up from her. She's shedding it, breathing it, exhaling it, all body fluids, whatever. Go ahead.
Right. So it's like when they tell you the story, they tell you the first half of the story about how the cell is going to produce this spike protein and put it into your blood. But then how many people are aware how fast blood circulates stuff in your body? I mean, if you inject something into your vein, well, it has covered your entire body within a second.
Right.
I mean, that's how fast your blood is moving. Okay.
That's right.
So, and then let's think about what the spike protein does. What is its function? Its function is to stick to cells. So when your body creates these spike proteins and they go all over your body, what do? They stick to healthy cells. And then your immune system attacks those healthy cells. Okay. So, as far as, shedding spike protein, well, it would have the same effect. It would have the effect that they're going to end up going into you and sticking to your cells. So it's not like the spike protein is a virus itself, but it is something that will evoke an immune response. Okay, so if it's shed to you, then you're going to have an immune response. Which begs the question, if it sheds like this, why does everybody have to get vaccinated?
Well, that their goal was 80%, and I think they might feel they can get away with 70%. It is if the human body has been turned into a spike protein machine, and your body, all your cells are now not making their normal proteins, but they're making spike proteins, you are going to be shedding like there's no tomorrow. It just is. It's going to happen. So the non-vaxxed are going to be at high risk for becoming infested with spike proteins. This is not a joke.
And so, how will those spike proteins spread? Well, they'll spread the same way anything spreads.
Correct.
People will cough into their hand. They'll touch the doorknob. You
Correct.
Touch the doorknob, you got the spike protein on you now. Okay? So, if you stop and you just step back and look at a picture of what they're doing, these are people that want one thing and one thing alone. They want power. Okay? That's all they care about is power. They want to get power. Now, when they get power, like Hank Johnson of Georgia, and you think, oh, if we put more Marines on Guam, the island will flip over. I mean,
God,
these are the geniuses
guy.
We have in our Congress.
Incredible.
It's like we have a massive mediocrity that is our leadership, our so-called leadership, okay? They don't live in a real world. They don't live in the real world at all, okay? They live in a pretend world that they have created themselves, and they would like you to live in the pretend world with them. Because they want you so desperately to think the same way they do because it validates them, okay? They need that validation from other people. And they'll kill for that validation from other people. But if you step back and you look at this and you think about the pure evil, the pure unfiltered evil of what these people want to do, I mean, it's like war crimes and genocide on a scale unimaginable, you know. It's just, and there'll be nobody to put them on trial, you know. So.
Wow. All right. Thank you, Mitch. Great job as always, and thanks to your sources. We'll continue to watch this. Real quick, we're running very late. Again, timeline on this year, this fall, this summer, whenever.
Well, I think it could be this summer, especially if, like, the summertime is the best time for Russia to attack, okay?
Yeah.
So, once things spiral out of control and they need some unifying reason to stop this war to fight another enemy. So I think this is their plan. So, well, you know, when you start hearing the aliens talking to each other on the radio, you'll know that the hoax is here. Okay.
God, is that funny. Know. Yeah.
Yep.
Wow. All right. Thank you. Talk to you next week, Mitch. Great
job. Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Good night. Mitchell Henderson. We'll be right back. Hold on.